There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You funny scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that feels like it's going through puberty all the time. And joining me, as always, is Lee. Lee, how
Hi.
You doing?
Hello. That's only because your voice changes all the time as you do that thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I know you don't.
I really don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. So, you know what I want to talk about?
No, I don't.
I know
honestly.
You don't. And you're probably really scared, aren't you?
No. I mean, no. Hey, I'm really excited to hear what you have to say.
I am. I want to talk about the fact that this is, we already talked about our 30th anniversary.
Yes.
You know what it hit me about being a 30th anniversary, especially because it was so close to our 25th? And I know everybody's like,
it's like it's 5 years away from
it's
it.
It's only 5 years away. Because I just think about, what does 30 mean different than 25? And I was trying to think of my own life. So 30 meant I had a mortgage. And 30 meant, okay, yeah, this is my career. And 30 meant, yeah, I had a kid. I hope I'm ready to be a parent. So I'm looking back at that and thinking, so is this when Dragon Con says, yes, we officially meet, we are out. We are no longer about those things we did in our youth. Is that what this means?
I guess.
See, I like that idea.
I feel as though you're trying to move somewhere, and I can't quite tell.
I don't know. I don't want to give up my childish things.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Then don't.
I don't
want to. So,
I don't want to give up power. I don't want to give up Powerpuff Girls and Steven Universe and Gravity Falls.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Just give in to the IRS.
No, I don't. I don't want to talk about taxes and mortgages.
No,
and things
it's
like that.
Fun.
I want to talk about Powerpuff Girls and really cool voice actors and things like that, John. John,
I don't want to be
a grown up.
Let's be honest. You're more of the Sabrina the Teenage Witch age.
I could do that. I really like that cat. That cat was like awesome.
So, but if you were to try to find out what the kids are actually doing, the kids, oh my God, I am so old at this point.
You are very old at this point. That just proves it. And that's hysterical because I was trying to go somewhere and you were supposed to leave me there and you didn't do it.
All right.
But yes, if we wanted to try to find out what the kids, and I just did quote marks, even though nobody can see me, are doing, there is a place at Dragon Con to find that.
No, there isn't. Liar.
Yes, there is. And
liar.
You know what?
Liar.
They kicked me out of my room.
They did.
They kicked me out to the club, John.
Frankly, that's probably for the best.
They kicked me out and they say, go to the street and go out in the day ball and walk a block away. That was mean. But you know what? We still love them. Hey, it's Jill with Kaleidoscope. Woo! You do have the best room. We have given you lots of good karma with that room. We love that room. It's awesome. I got to tell you about the sneaky ways to get in and out, too.
Oh, we need those. But don't say it on the radio.
No, I won't tell you on the radio. I show you.
Okay.
It involves going through the ceiling, though.
Well, it's a different portal, but shh. It's all about, we got that worked out with the NSA. Shh.
Yeah. As we just learned, you're right next to American Sci-Fi Classics.
Yes.
Yeah, she is. Okay, so... Kaleidoscope has moved. You're on the Marriott. It's M106 and 107.
Well, we are.
And if you're coming from the Hilton, John, do you remember which one the Hilton is?
Nope. Not until you tell me which direction I'm turning.
All right. You are going to be turning to the left.
Okay. Then the Hilton
go
is.
Go down that little hall after you get off the Sky Bridge. After you come from the Hilton, you're going, the Hilton's at your back and you're walking on the Sky Bridge. So you don't have to go outside in the day ball. and you turn to the left and you go down that hall that doesn't look like it goes anywhere, you're going to be able to find Kaleidoscope.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're in a new place. They're on the same, it's the same level, right?
No, we're on a different level. We were on a different level.
I always forget which level it was because it's like it all feels the same at the Marriott, but then I know I get lost.
Well, you know, we were back here behind the bar. And so I started the campaign to get us out from behind the bar.
I would think behind the bar is not the place to have Kaleidoscope. Just, yeah, I'm glad you're not. You're in an awesome room. So what is Kaleidoscope? What do you do? And why do you do this for Kaleidoscope?
Well, Kaleidoscope is the track for families and kids 9 to 13 years old at Dragon Con. And we cover programming from Disney XD, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network. And we do some Disney park stuff. And we do some stuff targeted at parents. But that's why we do that, to give the family some programming to go to together.
Right.
So they don't have to worry about language or...
Content. It's more content than language, I think, usually, because we do all try to be pretty good. I think one of the things, too, that comes up a lot with Kaleidoscope that I try to help people understand is Kaleidoscope isn't about kids' animation.
No.
It's not about Shrek. It's not about Toy Story.
No.
It's about those kids' shows on TV and those kids' activities that they're doing. Maybe, I mean, I'm assuming you'd do it if it were, and I don't know, something on Netflix or on Hulu or something like that. But
yeah,
those are the kind of things we're talking about. So this is different than animation.
It is. Because we can mix it up. If there is a popular live action show, then of course that would fall to us. But anything that's popular on our channels that doesn't really fall to Star Wars, because, you know, you got to take out Star Wars Rebels, where we can pretty much do some programming on. Mm-hmm. We share a lot of shows with the animation track, just simply so we can have some that are geared towards kids only, and then so they can have their programming where they can talk about their, you know, One True Pairings and their stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I also think it's interesting how you said 9 to 13. Is that what you said? 12? Okay. Because, you know, I have a nephew. I've talked about him before. He's 3 years old. And I can put on the Mickey Mouse Club and get 22 and a half minutes of being able to do something else. Because he is completely and utterly entranced.
Yeah.
Kaleidoscope isn't talking about Mickey Mouse Club.
No, we're not talking about Sophia the First or Jake and the Neverland Pirates either.
Although we could do, I can do that dance really, really well. I'm just saying, dun dun. I can totally do the dance at the end. But yeah, no. So not Sophia the First, not that. But so those are the things we're talking. You know, we're talking about that preteen, tween, and then early tween.
Yeah,
for you guys. So yeah. So how'd you get involved in this?
Well, yeah, I was volunteering on Bev's track, on the young adult lit track, just as like a room helper. And I was doing, they had what they called a dark arts and crafts panel where we made, you know, Luna Love Good necklaces and that kind of stuff that we always did against the parade. That was always scheduled against the parade. And so I did that for her. And I guess they came around looking for someone that would take a kid's track. And they got rejected a couple times before they got to me. So,
No, I'm sure that's not it. I am sure it was. They did that all. Everybody who wants to do this, step forward, and everybody took a step back.
Well,
We tease about that. But no, but you're great at doing this. You love this stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, I kind of put myself into it. Yeah, it's weird that most everyone on my staff has children, except for me and one other person. And we're probably the two nerdiest Disney people on the planet. So. You know, we handle all the nerdy Disney stuff and the rest of the staff handles all the kids, you know, coming up with ideas that would actually, you know, kids would like. And then I go out and fight for it. You know, I go and ask for actors or voice actors. Yeah.
And if you're thinking she's not a huge Disney nerd, you need to understand the picture I am looking at of her right now is Stitch hugging her.
Yes.
That is her profile picture right now. It's adorable. It's absolutely the cutest damn thing in the darn thing in the world.
I would live at Disney if they would let me.
You would what?
I would live there.
I would too. I like that castle.
I would live in like a crappy apartment above the, you know, fire department. I don't care.
That would be cool too. That wouldn't be bad. Yeah. Not bad. Disney food's pretty good too. It's expensive, but it's pretty good. So yeah. So she is a big Disney nerd. And I mean, this is just the cutest picture. So if you're like, oh, she can't be that big. Yes. Yes, she can.
I'm kind of bad actually.
No, you're not. You're awesome. So what are you guys bringing forward this year? What are some of the new things that you guys are doing?
New things. We're doing a panel called Cut the Cable, which is about where kids are actually getting their content. If you poll anybody under 13, they don't watch television. Really? They might watch the Roku box or Netflix or something like that, but they're not going to watch, you know, ABC or NBC. And was it last year or the year before last, Disney started putting their content out on their apps first.
Uh-huh.
Nickelodeon soon followed. So, and I think Cartoon Network does it some now. So we decided that we needed to pull in a panel for that. And it's kind of targeted at adults, but, you know, we have some kids that are actually sitting on that panel for us as panelists that talk about what they watch and why they like it. And, you know, it's completely different than what adults watch, whether you're 50 or 30 or 25, it's a completely different. They have a different set of ideas of what they like to see and how they like to see it. So we're going to talk about that some, because it's important, because you can't, it's hard to program when you don't know where the kids are watching their stuff.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
And we did actually try to get some Minecraft YouTube channel people. But we just couldn't get it worked out.
Maybe next year.
Sometimes it takes a couple years for us to be able to get that kind of stuff in. We're gonna do a panel on Disney cruising this year. Disney parks.
Oh yeah.
A couple different ways. So we're gonna do Disney cruising this year. I have a couple attending pros and a couple directors actually that are hardcore Disney cruisers. So that's going to be.
Are you going to talk about like the Disney collectibles, like the pins and stuff that people trade?
Yeah, we are going to have a collectibles trading hour. I don't know that we're going to talk about it, but we're going to actually have. An overflow room where they're setting us up to be able to pin trade and whatever else they decide to allow. Because at the time we set it up for pins and Vinylmations and the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom cards, but I think Disney's quit making Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom cards. So,
really? Did they?
I think so.
John is a huge Disney geek too. So,
yes.
Well, I don't get to go as much as I would like to, obviously. Even though I am literally, you know, an hour and a half from there, but
I live in jealousy.
Yeah. Well, it's probably for the best that you don't live that close.
Yeah, it would be bad. I'm looking at my list here.
Well, I mean, and so I am too, by the way, because you're like the most organized, one of the most organized people. So, I mean, and then the other thing you're talking about is like for those maybe new or maybe even prior is Dragon Con tips for the kids and families.
That grew out of me spending 60% of my time at the con last year explaining to parents how to use the app to find programming for their kids. It used to be that and Lee will remember this. I made like a spreadsheet. Everybody sent me their programming that they thought was good for kids. And I literally made an Excel spreadsheet and I sent it to info security. And we kept a copy and we would just basically say, okay, these are the things that are available. Well, when they designed the app, they designed in the kid friendly flag. So we wouldn't have to make that. So I spent a lot of my time last year explaining how they could find the programming, at least the choices. You know, they wanted to see what was available at a certain time, or for a certain guest or a certain subject. And so that panel grew out of that. You know, there was really such a need for it. They don't, especially the new families, they don't understand how to get from one side of the Marriott to the other on Saturday afternoon. You know?
Neither does John, so don't ask him. You
know, they don't understand how to get, you know, what's the difference between the Hilton and the Hyatt or the Sheraton. You know, they just don't understand those things. They think they're going to be able to figure it out when they get there. And so
You know, and I think that's one of the things, I mean, we've talked about this a little bit on the podcast before, is that the directors, we do have the general audiences, the kids / family friendly, and then the mature.
Yeah.
And just telling you now, if nothing changes, so this is all tentative, but for Paranormal Track, we have a Q&A that I am doing on, and I'm trying to get you the exact time. I'm looking right now. Hold it on. On is Saturday. I know it's Saturday. Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're having ghost stories for kids.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday at 7 p.m. in our room. That's the Athens room over in the Sheraton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also doing a Q&A that is only kids, and I'm trying to find it. And that's really going to irritate me when I can't find it, because I has it. I do. Yeah, there we go. It's Saturday at 5:30, right before it. So it is ghost churches telling ghost tales.
Cool.
So this is really going to be with the ghost hunters. And what I've seen over the years when I was doing paranormal before, and now that I got it back, is you had a lot of kids that had a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of, you know, it's not only going to be kids asking questions, but these are going to be the more kid friendly, family friendly. That's going to be the time. So that's going to be 5:30 in the Grand Ballroom, A&F at the Sheraton.
Good.
So doing that. And then John and I, because I'm an evil, evil person, and I make him get up very early on 8:30 on Monday morning, 8:30 a.m., we talk about shows you can watch as a family, and some with a conspiracy bent, some not. This is the most laid-back panel of the whole con.
Well, it needs to be that early on a Monday.
It's very early on a Monday. We tell you to bring your coffee and bring your breakfast. It's fine. Mm. And we just are laid back, and we just kind of have a big kind of round table talking about what we're watching with our kids or what we did, kind of giving each other suggestions. John, you have some of the best suggestions ever as being a dad who is very proactive in what his kids watching.
So Walking Dead, Preacher.
Preacher is right up on top of that list.
No.
And that has just made her scared.
I haven't had anybody ask me yet. Let me find some wood to knock on. Where's our Walking Dead programming?
Walking Dead for kids.
People used to want to know why we don't have Walking Dead programming, and be like, no. We did kind of steal that ideally. Kellen and I did from American Sci-Fi Media, and we're doing a Once Upon a Time panel for families, targeted at families. Because families watch that together, and it's not going to have any media guests on it, so we can keep it, you know, G-rated, because she had some pretty lively media guests
on
her panel last year, and boy, did I hear about that, but so we decided to do this.
She's not the mama.
Well, you know, people went in because they watched the show, and their kids like the Evil Queen or whatever.
I know.
All the villains, and they that was definitely the general audience or panel.
Yeah.
And so got a couple parents that got a little upset about that. But you know, they chose to get up and leave, which is what you do. We're also gonna do Minecraft for kids. Kevin Stollard and I cooked up this panel way back to do a joint Minecraft panel where we have some kids coming in to talk about Minecraft. So we expect that to be pretty popular.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Minecraft is still so popular. My son plays it. He's 17. Yes. And he hadn't been playing it for about 6 or 8 months. And he was like, I want to see what they're doing again. And now he went on it and, you know, he did like 20 hours in a week and a half or something. And so it's like, so you're liking it. He's like, yeah, they added some new cool stuff. I'm like, okay. So, Minecraft stays pretty interesting.
That's pretty popular.
Yeah.
We're also doing something kind of a little spin-off Disney where we're going to do a panel on roller coasters. Just on roller coasters from wherever they are. We have an attending professional that is a roller coaster junkie who's also a Disney junkie, so he's doing Disney panels for me as well. And so just for something new to see how it goes, we're gonna do that. And we are covering your beloved Powerpuff Girls.
Well, so many shows are getting kind of, it's not a reboot. It's more of a revitalization.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're not changing the characters. They're not changing the story.
No.
Yeah.
They're rolling it out for a younger generation, because next year they're doing the same thing to Ben 10.
Oh, really?
Yet another version of Ben 10 next year. So it'll be like the 6th or 7th version of Ben 10.
Oh, now I'll be confused. I only thought there were two.
Oh, there's been several.
Really? Huh.
We're combining Powerpuff Girls and Ninja Turtles together.
Yes.
Because they are recent redos there.
It is so funny. When you talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So I had a cousin a lot. I am the oldest on one side of my family by about 10 years from everybody else. And so it was really funny because I have a cousin who is like, was totally Mutant Ninja Turtle to the extent that his mother said, please do not get him any more turtle stuff. Right. At one Christmas. Cause she was like, I can't take it. I know he loves it. He's got a room full of it. Please, God, just give me this Christmas off.
I said, not one more thing.
No, what? We can't. The house will become it'll become a turtle shell. I just can't take it. Well, and now with the next generation of people, you know, my sister, my brother, and now cousins having babies, they're all like, yeah, I didn't think I was going to be stepping on turtles too. I was prepared for stepping on Barbies. Mm-hmm. I was prepared for stepping on Star Wars. Turtles showed back up, and I'm like, yep, turtles.
Oh my God.
Lots and lots of turtles. Got them all over the place.
Yeah.
Got them all-
the big shows this year, kids shows, the ones that are kids watching, we're doing Wee Bear Bears.
That is so cute.
Cartoon Network. I love Wee Bear Bears.
That is so cute. I'm sorry.
And that's also the theme of the dance.
Really?
Yeah. Because Ice Bear Priest. And we're doing Steven Universe. But, and this one is really going to be, this got four kids in the title because, you know, Steven Universe can go either way. That's, it's that borderlines on, you know, being an only cartoon, but kids just see it different.
Do you think, this is you and me, just this, I think Steven Universe was very much created by kids that loved Looney Tunes.
I think so.
Because I think that I know what I got as a kid from Looney Tunes was very different than what my dad got because we laughed at different points. Mm-hmm. And then now that I was a parent watching it with my kid, I went, I get it now.
You're like, wait.
I get it now. And every time I watch Steven Universe, I'm like, yep, you guys, they got it. That's what they're doing. There's lots of levels of that story. I love it. Yeah.
So that's, we had a Steven Universe panel last year that got overrun by adults. And so I had to go up, you know, grab the microphone and say, hey, you know, G-rated in here, folks. And got up and left. So, sorry.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I know when the animation panels are going to be. So, you know.
But that's good because you worked with animation, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And when I get the, this is a kids panel, I'll say, yeah. And here's when the adult panel is going to be. So I send them on, you know, because I don't want anybody to be in there that's bored or, unhappy. But at the same time, they have to understand that they just can't come in to the track and say, okay, we're going to make this about adult themes. I can't allow that.
So. Well, and especially because your track is very set for a very specific demographic.
Yes.
I mean, I keep talking about it. The geeks are having babies.
Oh, yeah. And grandbabies.
And grandbabies. And we love them all. And nieces and nephews and godchildren and everything else. And just children that you have a friend who said, no, I don't do that geeky stuff. Well, then can I borrow your kid to go see that movie? Yeah. So I'm not like the only creepy adult in the room. Thank you. We're doing this. And I think that's important to have that kids family space and then say, yeah, but it's okay. But we set another panel. It's in that room. Go see.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very different.
And that was one of the reasons why the Animation Act track and I sat down at the end of last year and said, okay, we really need to share some of this content. Because it attracts both crowds.
Yep.
And it's just easier for both of us to say, okay, this is the general audience or mature panel.
Yeah.
And then these, you know, over here with Kaleidoscope, it will be the kid friendly ones. And so parents don't have to guess because they see Steven Universe, they think, oh, then that's going to be for my kid likes it, so it's going to be kid friendly.
Not always true. No. And it's kind of like when I, the first time I ever went to go see Avenue Q in a theater, and there were parents there with young children, and I'm like, this isn't about puppets. This is not the Muppets.
Yeah.
We really, And most of those would leave at intermission. So.
Yeah.
If not earlier. And you're just like, just because it has puppets does not mean no. Yeah.
Well, in a lot of cases, those are the same people that brought their kids to see Deadpool, too. So.
Well, yes, and we have that discussion as well. Even Ryan Reynolds said don't. You know, and we listen to Ryan, because right now, Ryan gets a big gold star. So.
Yes, we could do Flash programming, that CW stuff, and kids would come to it. But, it's really just not my area. It's not my area.
And we already heard from Kevin in video gaming. He's doing a Pokemon Go panel.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
He is.
He's keeping it kind of secret, too. Unless he's filmed it on the podcast. I haven't listened to him yet.
Well, he said he was doing it. He didn't say when. Yeah, and none of us are really saying when. I'm not saying when because it looks still like my track's getting moved around a little bit. So, yeah. I can't tell you yet. But, yes, he is doing one. So, there you go. Woohoo.
One of the things that was one of my favorites last year was the Doctor Who for Kids panel.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're doing that again with Caro in the Brick Track. Mm-hmm. That was such a well done panel. Mm-hmm. And it was very popular. And, I wish they would have a little more current content to work with. But, they're just not doing any Doctor Who this year.
No.
But kids still want to talk about it. They still, they still kind of like Matt Smith and David Tennant. So.
Well, there are still DVDs and it's on Netflix and Amazon.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're not finding it.
Oh, no, they can find it.
They find it. They find it in ways that we don't even understand how they find it. So
yeah, you're like, wait a minute, how did that happen?
So now, wait, what is your family-friendly dance? I want to know, I have three things I really want to ask you about. The family-friendly dance.
All right.
The character encounter.
Okay.
Well, actually, I want to ask you about tell me about interactive panels. I want to know about all of them.
Okay.
What are those?
Interactive panels are kind of like a step up from an activity panel. It's going to be interactive between the people who are there presenting the panel and the kids, but it's not going to be an activity. It's not going to be like make a necklace or make an alien. The writing workshop is exactly what that sounds like. This is our third or fourth year for the writing workshop. Silence in the Library Publishing comes in and they go through an exercise with the kids that starts them on a story, and teaches them how to write a story together. In the room, and that's been pretty popular. We've had a couple kids come back every year and read us their stories and stuff, so it's been really interesting. And then the writers from there agree to email exchange with the kids during the year to help them move along their stories. And that's always been really nice and fun. The kids' character encounter is our way of having, and John will know this being so close to Disney, and having, I don't want to say a meet and greet, but it's, we have some pretty hardcore Disney cosplayers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Set up to come in, and we have an overflow room set aside, and they're going to be able to kind of like do the Epcot character spot at Disney, where you can come and take your picture and get a little bit of interaction.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Hugs, and then we'll have a little circuit that you can go through, and then your parents can take pictures on their phones or whatever. So it was like I said, it was the most requested thing in our poll.
That's totally awesome.
And the lady that's doing the princessing for me, her name is Faith, and she is very picky about her cosplayers. And so the ones that she has lined up that I've seen, I'm just like, whoa.
If you did not
I want to go in this line, But she's kind of breaking out. There's going to be some Marvel. There's going to be some Disney and some DC. So that's about as much as I'm willing to give you on that.
Are you planning on holding that in a larger room than the
it's in an overflow room. It's not in a ballroom because ballrooms, that just wasn't gonna happen.
Right.
But it is in a room. It's not in my track room. It's in a room.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Because I expect that we'll probably have a fairly large turnout.
Yeah, and it's just gonna be kind of like a walkthrough.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be where you don't come in and sit. You just kind of walk through the line, take whatever pictures you want to take, and then you go on about your day.
If you have, I saw the Disney princesses. I've seen them for like the last two or three years, and
yeah,
attention to detail.
Yes.
The way they are in character, because I saw some of them talking to little girls, and they were Snow White, and they were Rapunzel. Because I think last year was the first year I saw Rapunzel. They were Mulan. I mean, they were in character, and they, those little kids were just, their little eyes were so wide and so happy. So it was, it's, they really do a great job. They really, really do. And so I think you're going to have a huge turnout for that. And I think, and I hope everybody really enjoys it, because I know that's a lot of work to put together.
I met Faith. She asked me, could she come to the dance? And I want to say dressed as Belle. And, so I said, sure, come dance with the kids. And they sat in the back for the whole dance, which was 2.5 hours. They danced a little bit, you know, and interacted. And then they sat in the back and took pictures.
Yeah.
For 2.5 hours.
These are, they're wonderful, wonderful people. And they do this for a love of the character and a love of the kids that are coming up. So.
And it's one of the things I'm most excited about. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm such a nerd anyway. So
Look, if I could be there, you know I'm there.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to see if I can.
If I get my time slot that I want, it will be in an accessible time slot for just about everybody who doesn't party all night. I'll say that.
that would be me. I go to bed. I sleep.
And you said you should the Tandy Leather Make and Take. We did that last year. Tandy Leather sponsors that. They bring in some people. And the kids will make a something. Last year we made bracelets. They pound like dyes into the little leather bracelets and make a bracelet. And that one, we learned our lesson last year. So we have a room for the make and take, and then a room for the line, because you have to shuttle people in and out because there's only stations. So we have a line room and an actual room. And that's going to be an overflow room as well. We tried to do that in my, we did it in my track room last year. And it was kind of brutal.
Yeah. You're
kind of brutal. We didn't mean to be brutal.
Yeah. Your track room last year wasn't the biggest of track rooms.
No, it wasn't.
Well, and you're getting some more space this year, but it still wouldn't be big enough for that.
No, it wouldn't be big enough for that. Plus, you know, it would have to be reset because it's, a couple chairs for the Tandy people to sit in, and otherwise you need the space for the people to move around. The dance, this is our fourth year for the dance.
I think so.
That really hasn't changed. That is just basically, it starts at 5:30, and it's usually, it's going to be on Sunday. We try to proceed before the Yule Ball. You know, there's an hour between us and the Yule Ball. And,
so you go what, like 5:30 to 7:30 or 8? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the Yule Ball will then, are y'all in the same space? No.
I don't know where the Yule Ball is going to be. The dance has always been in the Marriott in A601, 602. We kind of split it. We have half of the room is like a dance floor, and the other half we make a parents' lounge. We have some chairs in there. We have stroller parking. Now that really attracts, I would say, kids 12 and under. We have them in there young as 3 or 4. So that really stays family friendly. My DJ has all, you know, Disney songs or Queen versions of whatever's popular at the time. So,
and I want to say something. She goes out of her way here to ask parents and kids for the songs they want to hear. But she makes it very, very clear. PJ does. She said family friendly.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We love you all, but we're not playing Eminem.
Favorite was when she showed me somebody who had sent her the song. And I went, they didn't. She said, yes, they did. Yeah. Don't do that. This is another mama. No.
I DJ'd for a fifth grade graduation for a couple of years. For a couple of years. And they would come up and request things that I'm like, I'm not sure why your parents let you listen to this.
Right.
I'm not making any judgments, but I will tell you, I'm not playing this in a school.
Yeah.
I am not making out loud judgments, but a little bit in my head, I'm wondering what in the world is going on here. No, I can't play the song.
No,
we're not playing Baby's Got Back. Even the Jonathan Colton version.
No, we can't do the Robin Thicke song. Sorry. No.
Oh my God, that's the loudest cat ever.
He's 21 years old. You have respect for my cat, man.
That is awesome. Hey, kitty cat. He's Hi.
He wants his dinner. It's dinner time.
It's why is mama doing something else? Well, we will finish this up. So you do.
Well, my husband's taking care of him, so that's fine.
And then one other thing you do, and you've done this for a while, is the Geek Girls Run.
Yeah.
And you don't have to run. You can walk.
Yeah, we have walkers. It's usually Friday morning at 8:30. I have not coordinated the date, well, the time or the date, really, with the Geek Girls Run group. But we do the fun run. It's usually 2 miles. And they have walkers, what they call walkers, then turtles, and then...
What's a turtle?
Turtle's a slow
person. A turtle is a thing.
Oh, okay, good. Turtle would be me. I would be the turtle. It's okay. I'm not taking offense at that.
People that run it in, like, you know, 15 minutes, you know. So.
They run it like, they're kind of like Captain America, that, you know, on your left, on your left.
On your left. Yeah, they do that, actually, and it's pretty funny. But, and they come out, and they're in, a lot of them are in costumes, like running versions of their costumes. Kind of, sort of like a Disney run, Disney marathon kind of thing. But, and then we usually have a little social hour after for the participants, and, you know, the ladies at Geek Girls Run will, you know, take questions or ask about, you know, people ask about what's the best kind of running shorts, or, you know, how do you stop chafing, that kind of stuff.
John, how do you stop chafing? You told me it was, well, there's a stick thing and band-aids, right?
Yes. Something, yeah. Some kind of something, gel or something.
There. Yeah, I got
John
it.
John is a runner.
Well, how I stopped chafing was I had to stop running because of the neck compression stuff. But I can't even remember the name of it. I have like a ton of it in my drawer. But band-aids.
Band-aids help too,
especially when you're running those marathons. Yep,
I got that explained to me, and I went, never thought of that. But see, I also don't run. I'm those turtle people. I would be walking very, very slowly. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. We start, you know, the walkers start way earlier than everybody else, and we finish last. The trivia, David Beauchamp does the trivia, and it was full last year, and it's interactive where he groups people up in like groups of 4 or 5, and he asks trivia, and then everybody writes their answers down, and then they swap papers and grade each other. And then they have the stump, the staffer part. They have the moderator. Last year it was my second was there, and we have to try to answer the question. And when I say try, I mean try and not always succeed to answer the trivia question. You know, once he starts going over the answers, we have to answer first. And you know,
so John, do you use a code name at Con called Davy Beauchamp?
Who, me? No.
Who, you? No? No. No. You don't try to stump anybody, would you?
No.
Would you do that, John? Mm-mm.
No, I will tell you this. Having sat on one of Kaleidoscope's tracks last year, those kids can come up with some, I say kids, but you know, anyone under 20 at this point to me is a kid.
Yeah,
but anyway,
pretty much, I hate to tell you, if you're under 30 right now, I'm like, you kids, get off my lawn.
They can come up with some deep questions. Yes. Man, I'm like, I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well,
why don't you tell me what movie you want?
I'm telling you, that's a part of why I'm doing kind of that more kid family friendly one. Those kids, they can ask questions just like, you know, were you scared when you did this? But then I've had the kids who are like, well, why did you use this kind of tool instead of this kind of tool? Because wouldn't this tool do better? And I'm just like, who are you?
Yeah.
What little genius is in your body here? Because, I mean, they just come up with questions. They're brilliant. Kids come up with questions. They're awesome. They really are.
At the Ben 10 panel last year, one of the kids got up and asked Yuri Lowenthal what kind of microphone he used to do his voiceover. Like, he wanted a brand.
Wow. Because he's like, that's my Christmas present. So what was it? That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Those are the good questions. So I had a question and then I lost it.
Okay. I think I did all the interactive things.
You did do all the interactive things, which I think is great. And is there... okay, John, I can't remember my question. Your turn.
I don't know. Again, but where... Where are you located again? One more time.
Marriott, Marquis level,
mm-hmm.
rooms 106 and 107.
106 and 107. And the nice thing, again, as we talked about, that used to be the extract room, so I spent a fair amount of time down there. The nice thing about that room, too, being where it's positioned, there is a nice hallway there where people can line up and not have to worry about, you know, because with, you know, having hurting kids and whatnot. Oh, there is something. There is something that actually said something. Lee, it might be a good time to remind everybody about DragonCon's published rules, especially since we're talking about a track that this probably impacts the most.
Thank you. That was it. Because I said, I want to, you know, that this panel, as we said, is scheduled, you know, it's really set for that very, very preteen to tween area. And yeah. So as I said earlier, that was what I wanted to bring up. Thank you, John. Dragon Con has had this as our rule for years, but we just want to make sure people understand it. Dragon Con, if the child is 7 and over, they need to have a membership. They need to have their own badge. Yes. 7 and over.
Not last year's badge.
Not last year's badge. Not wearing your badge and you don't have a badge. Both of you have to have a badge if you're going to be in the rooms and things like that. 6 and under, that's fine that they're just with you.
Yeah, they're
but free. 7 is the age, okay? So, you know, and please don't email us and say, well, are you going to ID the kids? Of course we're not. We're going to be on an honor system. But we expect you to really, this is a rule. And there's a reason for that age and that set and all of that. So please follow that. And also remember, children under 16, if they're there, they need to be with a parent. Or they need to be with somebody who is with them at and an adult who is over 18. Mm-hmm. Kaleidoscope track.
We have some parents that swap off, you know.
Yep, it makes sense.
They take, you know, these four, you know, mom A takes the kids today and mom B takes them tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we basically monitor our entryway. We make it so you have to walk through like a small door so we make people go through one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, you know, we can make sure that they have badges in B, every kid has an adult
right
with them or a guardian. Sometimes it's grandma. Sometimes it's Uncle Joe.
An adult member with them.
Yeah.
Okay. This doesn't mean you've got an 8-year-old who has a 12-year-old with him. No,
no,
that's not an adult. And I am sure that is the most responsible 12-year-old in the world, but no. So that's the other rule. So please make sure that KT track, gaming track, X track, I don't know why you'd put them in my room. Any, you know, young adult lit, any of them, they're not babysitting services. Don't leave your kids there.
That, you know, mom, kid wants to go on Saturday. Mom buys him a badge, you know, does the drive around in the Marriott, you know, driveway, puts him out.
Mm-mm.
You know, and they've had that problem before because we've had kids say, well, I don't have a parent or a guardian. And we say, I'm sorry, you can't come in. And
right.
We feel bad. And we don't like to turn them away. Sometimes it hurts my feelings really bad. John witnessed that last year, too. Just breaks your heart to have to turn them away. But
broke my heart and I wasn't, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to do that. So please, please, please follow these rules. Please, mm-hmm. please. So
they don't have to, like, we have some parents that come and, you know, the kid sits in the front and, you know, Aunt Joan sits in the back and, you know, reads their Kindle or knits or whatever they want to do. You know, the parent just has to be there.
Yeah. Work on getting that Jane hat finished.
Fire alarm goes off. That's happened before.
Well, and, you know, and we understand also sometimes there's one adult with two kids. We get that too. We're mm-hmm. not saying it's a one-on-one.
No.
But if little Jimmy is there and little Katana is there, there should be an adult that if somebody says, who's responsible for Katana and Jimmy, that adult goes, oh, yeah, I'm their aunt. Or, oh, yeah, I'm whoever.
And by the way, Katana did have some really geeky parents. So
that's good. I'm really glad.
We like best the ones that cosplay as families. That's awesome.
Oh, I saw there were some pictures of that on Facebook. And the family that did the Inside Out
Yes.
That had like, oh, it was so cute.
Did you see the dad and the son that were both Falcon from Marvel? Oh my God, they were so cute.
Oh, that's so cute. But, did they tell Bucky they wouldn't move their seat up?
Yeah, they told Bucky, no, we're not moving.
No. Will you move your seat up? No.
And the other thing that we like to remind parents is that, you know, build in some time for your kids to eat. Build in some time for your kids to rest. You know, there's not going to be a place where you can just go and get out of the crazy unless it's your hotel room or your, you know, your car.
Or you go to a restaurant. There are some sit-down restaurants that you can go and get a little away from the crazy. But you know your kids. You know what they can handle.
Mm-hmm. We did there have a couple parents ask for the parents' lounge, and we're like, no.
That would be awesome, but no. That's kind of a cool idea. We want a track director's lounge, and we don't got that either.
Yeah, we don't get that either. Not that any of us would have time to go.
We don't want to go high, too, but, you know.
Right, and the problem, of course, being is because Dragon Con is so spread out, where would you put it?
Well, where would you put it? That's exactly what you mean. So,
you know, kids get overwhelmed. They get, you know, overstimulated, and so you have to have a plan for when your kid gets overstimulated, you know. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about at the survival panel is, you know, please have some snacks in your bag if you're going to wait in the 3-hour line to see, you know,
William Shatner
or the SpongeBob guests or something. Yeah. Please have some snacks and have some water.
On Friday, CVS, actually on Thursday, really, CVS is your best friend. Go over there, stock up on a ton of stuff, just throw it in your bag and you're good to go for the weekend.
And as you just said, have something for them to do. Yeah. Have a coloring book. I don't know. It depends on your kid. A coloring book, a book they can read, you know, their own Game Boy or whatever.
Don't let them run off to catch Pokemon.
No.
Not by themselves anyway.
They will follow those things everywhere.
But yeah, just, you know, I say this for all parents, you know, your kids' limits. Mm-hmm. So that's great. You know, your kids' limits on a regular day. If you've taken them to Disney or to Six Flags or to anything where there's been a big crowd, you know, the kids' limits. Multiply that times 3 at Dragon Con on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And I only mean that because the crowds are just, I can't explain them. I can't.
We had one parent who came to our room thinking that the panel that she was wanting was the Bill Farmer panel last year was in our room, and it was Saturday afternoon at 4, and she needed to be in A601, 602, which if you're familiar with the Marriott is exactly opposite of where she was. And she just turned around and looked at the crowd and said, I don't know if I can.
Yeah.
And my husband and one of my staffers walked her through the crowd, you know,
right,
so she could get, you know, we're like, huh, you know, stay close to the walls and don't stop for people taking pictures, and you know,
yeah,
she turned around and looked, and she was like, it took me 20 minutes to get here.
Yeah. You know, so, I just want to say that I mean that in no mean way. It's just I get overwhelmed with the crowds at Dragon Con.
Yes,
and I've been doing it 20 years, so it's all of a sudden sometimes I look at that and I'm like, I just got to go from here. I can't. And they're like, Lee, you don't get to say no. And I'm like, I want to say no. They're like, yeah, you don't get to. You got to go moderate that. So those are the kind of things. I mean, just can't think about it with your kids, too. And think about if you are staying in a host hotel, a lot of those major big rooms are taped or are going to be live on DragonCon TV. Again, look at the app, depending on who it is.
You can watch the parade.
And you can watch the parade now on DragonCon TV.
In your pajamas while you order your room service.
Okay, quit saying that because I'm going to be down there helping out. I'm being in my pajamas with room service. Although I also get to play with Deadpool.
I'll be so talking about Disney cruising.
That's kind of cool, too. So, yeah. All right. So, just we're trying to help, and I feel like I'm like, being very mean about it, and I don't want to be. I just want everybody to have a good time. So,
yeah.
Let's have fun. Okay. So, John, now let's not have fun, and you can quiz.
All right. So, PJ, for the 30th anniversary, we've been doing something a little different.
He's so mean.
We've been doing something a little different. We're going to We're gonna
see. Do you see how upset she is? You've upset our guest.
I'm not upset. I'm just like, this is gonna be epic in the failure department. But okay, go ahead.
We're gonna
me do science.
Oh man.
We're gonna quiz you and Lee on basically themes from kids shows. There now I'll use that as a general sense, and it's gonna span the duration of, you know, the 30 years of Dragon Con here. So they'll mostly be older for that, if that helps. So they'll be more in our area.
I.e., it's gonna be more for the people like us who are old.
Yeah. So once you recognize the theme. Mm-hmm. Just say your name, mm-hmm. and I will pause. I'll pause the music, and you tell us what it is. And if you know, so if Lee recognizes, she says Lee. If you recognize it, you say PJ or Jill or whatever.
Okay.
You know,
whatever term you want to use.
Yeah.
Whatever. You can say kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope. But that's a lot of the syllables. So, anyway, and then we keep track of the score, and then we figure out how bad Lee loses.
No, oh, well, okay.
Yeah, that's how it
works. This whole game is set up this way.
All right.
Okay.
So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
First one.
Okay.
Lee.
Okay, Lee, yes.
Saved by the Bell.
Yes, Lee's got one.
Oh, Lee's got one.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Let's try this.
I'm in trouble.
Sick, but you are a rotten sea monster.
Sick, man,
you
are.
Get out of here.
Oh, you got it? Hold on. There's a pause button. Hello? There it is. Yep, got Peyton? It.
Go is ahead. That Sigmund the Friendly Sea Monster?
That is Sigmund the Sea Monster. That is correct.
70s. Okay.
All right, here we
it's
go.
It's Sid and Marty Croft.
Here we go. Here's another one.
Jill.
Yep, got it. Go. Yep.
Yep. Oh, God, now I can't think of his banana something.
I know it.
Banana, the banana.
The daiquiri? No. I can sing the song. Tra-la-la.
Tra-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la. La.
Come all right, on. I got to give it to Lee. Lee, give it.
The banana splits.
The banana splits.
Yes, the banana splits.
Tra-la. And they were in the big cut. Those poor people had to sweat buckets.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They had to. Oh.
Here's the next one.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Speed Racer.
Nope.
Oh!
Lee?
Yes.
Wacky Races?
No.
Oh.
I'll give both of you one more shot at this.
Speed Buggy?
Nope.
Oh.
It's something with the car, and I have no idea.
It's You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh, ooh.
You Can't what
was,
Do That.
That was that Nickelodeon show with the green goo?
Yeah. That's where the slime all started.
That should have been a visual. Yeah. That should have been a visual Daily Double.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Here we go. This one, I don't know if anyone's going to get, but maybe they will.
Stop. Look and watch. Ready yet? Get set. It's all that.
Anybody? Oh,
it's all now.
It's all that.
It's all that. I know, but no.
That was the name of the show, wasn't it?
That was the name of the show. Mm-hmm. We're not going to give anybody points for that. All right, here we go.
Oh, it's okay.
Here's the next one.
Good as new.
Anybody? Jill?
No. Clueless. No?
Absolutely clueless.
Really? Okay. Rocko's Modern Life. Rocko's Modern Life.
No.
Oh, that was that one with that thing that they said it was a wombat and it looked just like a big rat. No.
Yes. Here we go.
My husband's dying laughing because he knows what it is.
I know this one and I can't.
Air conditioned this day and age. To read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say.
Nobody?
No idea.
Family Matters.
The only clue he would give me was they did a reboot.
Family Matters. That's Family Matters. Matters with Urkel. I think he might be thinking of the other one that will be coming up shortly.
I wasn't. No, that's not. That's no. That doesn't count.
This anyone? Is hard.
He's, I'm telling you, Lee. Lee.
Yes?
Is that the one with the little girl that's a robot?
No.
Oh.
This is a cartoon. It was on Nickelodeon. One word title.
Recess.
What's that?
Recess.
No, not Recess. No,
that's Disney anyway.
It is Doug. Doug.
Doug. Doug. You know, Doug's outside of my viewing range, but okay.
Here we go.
I know this. Why?
You're better than me. I'm clueless.
I know this. Oh, God.
Okay, here, I'll give you a hint. There's someone, although I'm not seeing it right now, there's someone, if I recall, on a... Three-wheeled tricycle riding through the...
Lee, Rugrats.
Rugrats, it's correct.
You do realize all these were when I was in college?
Well, how about this one? Although this is okay. This is like way, way too young for your track. But anyway, here we go.
Okay.
Seatbelts, everyone! Please let this be a normal field trip with a friend.
Lee, yes.
The Magic School Bus.
The Magic School Bus is correct.
I don't know how I know some of these because I never watched
them. I don't know. Wow.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Go, Jill.
Yes.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
There you go. All right.
The worst show in the universe.
Hey, we love SpongeBob.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV. Miss your old familiar friends, but waiting just around the bend. Everywhere you look.
John Stamos, anyone?
Not Family Matters.
Family Ties?
No.
The one they just redid.
I don't know.
It was the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
David Coulier, anyone?
Yeah, David Coulier. I know. I know it. I see it. I don't know.
Full House.
My husband is so mean. He walked down and said, that's the one I was talking about.
Oh, my God. My husband just said Full House.
Full House.
Oh, that's it.
He's only hearing. He's not listening to all of this. He's just hearing me say who was in it. And he went, Full House. I'm like, oh, my God. No, I had no idea.
All right,
your husband's nicer than mine.
Come on, I'm pulling for you.
Lee! Lee! Lee!
Yes, Lee.
Chase your cares away. Worry for another day. Chase, hear the music play. Down at Fraggle Rock.
Oh.
Fraggle Rock is correct.
Y'all don't remember when I said last year I'd never seen Fraggle Rock.
Oh, you, oh, okay. Oh.
I love Fraggle Rock. Fraggle Rock to me, it's probably one of the best things the Hensons ever did.
Yeah, here's another one. This is one you're thinking of earlier, PJ.
Oh, Recess.
Recess, Recess, yeah!
Anneli.
That's that one still going on. Stop that one.
Was Recess the one with the girl who always wore like a little beanie on her head?
Well, there was a girl that wore a beanie on her head. Yes, but
like a knitted cap.
I think you're thinking of a different show, though.
Okay.
This was mostly about. It was a gang of kids that were always at recess. I guess. Mostly.
Shout Factory.
Oh, let's see. Ooh. Let's try this one. Here we go.
Jill?
Oh, Jill. Go ahead, Jill.
Is it Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends?
No, but you're so close, Lee.
Oh.
I was thinking Hotel Transylvania, so I have no
idea. No. Ah, Real Monsters.
Real Monsters.
I don't know Real Monsters.
I don't either.
Okay.
John, this is hard.
I know. It wasn't meant to be easy.
Okay.
We'll skip the classic part here.
Oh, we'll skip the classic part.
Oh, never mind. This isn't going to work. Let's skip that
Hong Kong Phooey? No,
I'm Hong Kong Phooey.
Yeah, Bee Buggy? No, sorry.
Let's try that.
Q-Bert!
This may be out of all of our ranges, but okay, here we go.
Q-Bert!
No.
Everybody out there, go party and tell your homeboys and homegirls, it's time for Keenan and Kel. To keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial, don't read the room. Jill, it's Keenan and Kel's All That.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Keenan. I know it's Keenan and Kel.
I know it's not Fresh Prince.
It's not Fresh Prince, but I think it's Keenan and Kel. Just say that, he'll be really happy.
Keenan and Kel.
There you go. Yeah. Hey.
Yes.
What? You just says
Jill,
it.
I gave us the answer that
one. Jill, did you? What was it?
Hey Arnold.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
Yay! Aren't they rebooting that, Arnold?
Probably.
It might be.
It was a cute show.
Melissa Joan Hart.
Lee.
Yes.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh. Yeah.
Ha ha ha. All right, so you're really upset that I know some of these, aren't you, John?
Just got a couple more here.
He's disappointed in me more than anything else.
No, he really wants
no.
me. No. Oh.
Yeah?
Is that Transformers?
No, but it is on your track.
Oh, that's Power Rangers.
Power Rangers, yay!
I'm sorry, it sounded kind of like an animated Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I was kind of bouncing my head.
All right.
I was like, they didn't do an animated Buffy, right? Okay.
No, they didn't.
Here we go.
Lee!
Yeah?
Gravity Falls?
No.
No.
We did talk about this earlier, by the way. Lee? Jill?
Yeah. Oh.
Play the last 5 seconds for her again. It'll make you happy. Jill, it's Ben 10. Ben 10. It's Ben 10.
Oh, it's Ben 10? Is that Ben 10?
Yeah, it's the original thing.
Ben was yelling at me. Yes, it's Ben 10. Theme songs they've had for Benton.
Yes, exactly.
See, John, I think you should put all these together. So between panels, mm-hmm. if she wanted to, she could put these on as music.
Mm. Wow.
Here we go. Here's another one.
Lee.
Yes.
The Real Ghostbusters?
Nope. It was a game show.
Jill, try Double Dare.
Double Dare?
No.
Oh, liar.
But in the same vein.
No, I was trying.
But in the same vein, Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh,
that was the one. People hated. Kids hated that show because the thing would jump out at you right at the end. Like the big mummy guy or something? Like the Mayan god or something? It would terrify those kids.
All right, here we go. We got two more to go.
Oh, wow.
Horrible recording of this, but...
It's catchy.
What are you doing? Just playing the bridges so we can't hear the words? I know, that's why I want to play with I'm clueless, please.
That was Double Dare.
That was Double Dare.
Oh, okay.
It's funny that you mentioned it, and then immediately I had that next one going. All right.
Well, you said it was a game show. That's the only game show I remember was Double Dare. That's all I was trying to get.
Last one. Last one, and we're all tied up here.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little girl. But plutonium accidentally...
Yes, Jill.
Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls. Jill wins! Jill wins! Jill wins! Jill wins! Jill wins! Jill wins!
By only amazing facts, I have no idea.
Buttercup is my favorite. John, there we go. John for charity. John?
Yes. No. Oh, okay. Well, Professor X, sure.
I will dress up.
Oh,
as
no,
X.
No. I know where you're going with this. No.
Mojo Jojo? Would you do Mojo Jojo?
No. Well, Mojo Jojo. Cool. Sure, Mojo. But where the hell am I going to find that costume?
I don't know. Well, I will help you find a costume as one of the Powerpuff Girls.
I know you
all
will.
All you need is a tutu in the right color.
John, please play. Please, I'll dress up as a Powerpuff Girl if you'll dress up as a Powerpuff Girl.
No.
I will dress up as a Powerpuff Girl if you will.
No.
For charity, John.
I told the story last year, but there was a guy that literally said that I was the best Agent Carter cosplay he'd seen all year.
You were really good.
Anyway,
don't you want to be Sparkle?
And he goes, don't you have a better pose for Agent Carter? I said, no! I do not!
These shoes are hurting me.
I have... No! This is horrible costume!
You were a beautiful Agent Carter.
Oh, no, I was not.
Yes, you were.
I actually should have just let my beard grow out, too. Anyway, Jill.
Did you ever see him as Agent Carter? He was a lovely
Agent Carter. I did. I saw photos, actually.
Yes, and I was Jarvis, and it looked really odd, but because I was very, very short, even with the hat.
Well, Jill, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you, taking the time out.
And where can we find Kaleidoscope on Facebook and or Twitter or on the social media?
Meteor. You can find us on Facebook. It's DragonCon Kaleidoscope Trek. On Twitter is DeconKT. That's our most active. And then we have a website, kaleidoscope.dragoncon.org.
Don't look at the websites, folks.
Mine is up to date.
Okay, you win. You won the contest and you win on the website. Yeah. what is your husband saying? You
said ask me why it's up to date.
Why is it up to date?
Because my husband did it for me.
Hey, hubby. I wish my hubby would update my track website.
He actually updated it some today.
Huh?
He actually updated it some today.
I don't have a minion for that. You want to help me?
I can't do it myself.
I can't do it myself. Mm-mm. No. That sounds tough.
All right.
Well, I'll talk to my husband about a side business. It'll be all right.
I'll talk to him. Yeah.
Psst, psst, psst.
Psst, psst, psst. Double dare.
Those are the best places. That's where we leak everything is on our kaleidoscope.dragoncon.org.
Okay, John, don't you think John would make an awesome Blossom?
He might.
With the little,
you mean Blossom as in a very special episode of Blossom?
No, as in Blossom, the Powerpuff Girl with the big bow in her hair,
yeah.
The big pink bow.
So John, anyway, thank you for joining us, Jill.
Thanks for joining us, Jill.
Okay, he could do Bunny Hops.
Bunny Hops. Oh, that's right. You could be one of the best. I said you could be my good.
So, until next time, this is John for Jill.
You can't play Dr. X. That's just a lab coat. Nope.
And Lee saying peace.
Buttercup
bye.
Rules and bye.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @ The Unique Geek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.